Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Thanks for joining us. Fox and his friends are not experts. Take these opinions as you will. Perhaps it is satire, perhaps not. There are two kinds of people, those who believe us, and those who continue to enjoy being lied to. But I'll tell you this. The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war, to die for bankers and corporations. The medical-industrial complex want to keep us sick and weak. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to produce obedient workers. The media is a propaganda machine pushing an agenda coordinated by a few men who own every channel and network. Enjoy the show. You are listening to The Conspiracy Soldiers.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. It's 2 a.m., November 7th, 2024. Here with Julio. What's up, Julio?
What up, brother?
Once again, the American people have made their decision, and Donald J. Trump is once again our president. We had to come on and do a special episode here for, you know, make America great again.
Yeah, he's the first ex-president to be elected back into office since, like, Grover. I forget his name. It was from, like, the 1800s. Like, Grover Garfield or something like that.
Grover Cleveland,
yeah.
Yeah.
He's also the oldest president to be elected into office.
Not mentally.
I thought that was Biden. Yeah, exactly.
Man, I mean, I'm happy, man. But, you know, between now and January, things are going to be fucking chaotic as fuck.
Yeah.
They're probably having get-togethers right now where they're all screaming at the sky. And that's like a little ray of sunshine to my heart. I can't help it.
So I kept getting messages from my friends, some of our listeners, about how they're like, you should watch The View today. And I'm like, I'm not gonna watch The View.
Oh, but, God, I can imagine.
But yeah, they were having meltdowns. Like, Whoopi Goldberg was like all depressed.
Oh,
Joy Bear was all like, And then all pretty much conservative, like, podcasters were asking to see, like, the meltdown memes of the liberals.
I tried playing the clip of that chick screaming no right here. Oh, you can't see it. But she's screaming so loud it fucks up the audio. But it makes me so happy to see. Well, here, I got a clip anyway. Let's get started. All right. No. All right, man.
Oh, yeah, that's the...
It's fucking...
liberal chick.
Yeah. It's amateur hour. After all this time, I'm still fucking up.
Oh, man, you got a lot of clips of her.
Well,
you must like her.
I do. I told you, it's like a little ray of sunshine in my heart to see her screaming at the sky. But the one clip's so fucked up you can't hear it, so I'm not going to play it. This one is... Alex Jones gloating. He's happy as fuck.
Apparently, Kamala Harris has announced she will not be speaking at her party tonight. So,
A Hillary Clinton phenomenon.
It's a Hillary Clinton maneuver here. A campaign official says large crowds have already begun to leave. So they're already clearing out of Howard University, where she was supposed to give her victory.
That's it. It's the final shot. Wow. Tell us where that's being reported. Oh, my God. Just like Hillary. First time ever in modern history.
CBS.
That a loser, Hillary did it in 2016, got drunk, reportedly, by her own people, and threw fits and had to be restrained by the Secret Service. And so now, I'm sorry, report that slowly. I'm interrupting. Harris Smith, CBS reporting she will not speak to the deck of the Titanic. Yeah!
That's what it says. Large crowds clearing out. That's Howard University. I think that's the feed we've been seeing. So maybe we can watch as they clear out. I mean,
this will be a day long remembered. Oh my God! Now the real war starts.
Now we're looking at a situation. If these things play out and we avoid any shenanigans, Republicans are going to have a decisive majority in the Senate with new leadership. A good enough majority in the House to control its fate. I hope Byron Donalds is the speaker, by the way. Hopefully with better leadership than Mike Johnson, who might be worse than McCarthy. This is a remake. I mean, I don't want to get ahead of it, but if I'm looking at the positives now.
Apparently Kamala Harris has announced she will not.
Yeah, man. Fucking Alex Jones is on fucking cloud nine.
I don't blame him.
Right.
Dude, it's kind of incredible. I mean, you only need 270 electoral votes, and Trump's got 295, and then there's still two states that haven't gone one way or the other. I mean, they are leaning towards Kamala, but even before these last two states, if she had won, one, two, three, four, five, six, the six states that still had not been claimed after Trump got 270, yeah, she still would not have caught up to Trump.
I'm telling you, man. You know they still cheated, but fucking American people are so sick and tired of the bullshit that we just made it impossible for us to lose. You know? I still can't believe it. I think I'm more excited than Alex Jones. But like I said, there's going to be fucking shenanigans and chaos.
Yeah. I'll
probably try to shoot him again, you know?
I know. That's what I was thinking, too. Did you see that they were asking the guy that shot Reagan to shoot Trump? John Hinckley?
Who was asking him?
People on Twitter.
Man.
They were saying they needed him. And they're like, do it for Jodie Foster.
How many of these people that said they were going to leave are going to fucking leave, though? I posted something like that on Instagram.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin, Whoopi Goldberg, John Legend, Chrissy Teigen, Rob Reiner, Barbara Streisand, Cher, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, Megan Rapinoe, Tom Hanks, Amy Schumer, AOC, Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, Bill Gates, Madonna, Mark Ruffalo. Kim Kardashian, Bruce Springsteen, George Clooney, Hunter Biden, Oprah, Robert De Niro, Samuel L. Jackson, Miley Cyrus, Travis Kelce, Bobby Altoff, Rashid Tlaib, Stormy Daniels, Dr. Anthony Fauci, George Soros, Diddy, Eminem, Ellen DeGeneres, Sean Penn.
You bet your ass Fauci wants to leave. Whoopi Goldberg can be the pilot of that ship, and De Niro, with his stilt shoes, can be the co-pilot. Whoopi, pack your shit, take your big fat black ass, get aboard, and get the rest of your fucking people on board and get the fuck out.
Yeah.
All right. I got another clip.
He went on CNN last night and gave probably the best 1 minute and 15 second explanation about what just happened. You need to hear every word of this. Check this out.
This is a mandate. He's won the national popular vote for the first time since, for a Republican, for the first time since 2004. This is a big deal. This isn't backing into the office. This is a mandate to do what you said you were going to do. Get the economy working again for regular working class Americans. Fix immigration. Try to get crime under control. Try to reduce the chaos in the world. This is a mandate from the American people to do that. I think I'm interpreting the results tonight as the revenge of just the regular old working class American, the anonymous American who has been crushed, insulted, condescended to. They're not garbage. They're not Nazis. They're just regular people who get up and go to work every day and are trying to make a better life for their kids. And they feel like they have been told to just shut up when they have complained about the things that are hurting them in their own lives. I also feel like this election, as
by
we
the
sit
way,
here and
he's saying this on CNN,
something of an indictment of the political information complex. I mean, we've been sitting around here for the last couple of weeks, and the story that was portrayed was not true.
He went on.
Fucking Anderson Cooper was just sitting there fucking stone faced, like, they ain't got shit to say. If CNN, I mean, CNN was already doing bad the past 4 years, but now, either A, they're going to fucking make a big comeback because Trump was the only thing that they ever fucking had any stories to talk about. Or B, they're going to fucking crash even further and go out of business.
I think unless Elon buys CNN and makes news real again, they're going to fucking fly off to the side or die off to the side. Legacy media is done. I mean, it's proven that they don't report accurately. It's proven that they don't deliver the truth. They steer the narrative and they're being bought by politicians. You know, like, you can't rely on them. So I don't really give a fuck about CNN, MSNBC, or any of that bullshit. I would rather get the news from real people on X or anything like that.
Like I said, man, I just fucking listen to podcasts. And, oh, I'm supposed to be going back to work Monday, but I was supposed to be back to work last Monday. But now that the election's over, I'm not saying where I work, but when does Trump take office? Beginning of January, right?
Yeah.
Do you know exactly?
I want to say January 21st.
Okay. They just announced that another 1,100 people are getting laid off the beginning of January. So I don't know.
I thought I read that, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of jobs, I'm going to be leaving the feds.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Is that because of what happened today?
No, it's been a buildup, man.
So where are you going to go? Back to the pizza shop? Okay. You should start your own pizza shop. Julio's Pizza.
Julio's Pie. Julio Pie.
All right, I got another Alex Jones clip. I don't remember what exactly this is.
Great.
It was before the election, looks like Tuesday, 6 p.m. So it's not, it doesn't have anything to do with the election, but fucking love Alex Jones. I might play that other clip one more time. I love the way how fucking happy he is. But I'll play this one, then we'll go back to the first one.
He was telling me all these years ago, he goes, Alex, it isn't chemicals in the food and water. That's child's play. He's giving me all these patents for mind control using wavelengths and microwaves. And I'm sitting there looking at it, and I'm reading it, and I'm seeing it. And the Baltimore Sun says, the CIA is testing on cell towers wavelengths to calm the public during crises. You know all this stuff I know. You're even better at saying it. And then you sit there because you can't handle it, and you sit
it's
there and you dole it out.
It.
You, every time I bring up a fucking subject, you know all about it.
I don't know all about
you
this.
You fucking know all about this shit.
I don't know all about this
shit. You're a smart guy.
Listen,
you're
not the people that go, oh, Joe's just dumb.
Joe just is a pot. Bullshit. You know exactly what you're doing. I don't think you're a bad guy. You're trying to survive for you and your family and do good.
Okay.
He was telling me all these years.
Fucking Alex Jones.
Dude, that's exactly how I sound like sometimes when I go on a rant.
Yeah.
I'll bring like politics, chimera, hybrids, like all these subjects that people just can't handle.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
You can hear his frustration because, you know, Spotify's got Joe Rogan by the nuts, right?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what fucking Alex Jones was talking about. But let's go back. Dude. Let's go back and hear a joyful Alex Jones one more time. Let's hear him gloat about Trump being back.
Apparently, Kamala Harris has announced she will not be speaking at her party tonight. So.
It's a Hillary Clinton
maneuver here. Campaign official says large crowds have already begun to leave. So they're already clearing out of Howard University, where she was supposed to give her victory.
That's it. It's a final sign. Wow. Tell us where that's being reported. Oh, my God. Just like Hillary. First time ever in modern history.
CBS.
That a loser, Hillary in 2016, got drunk, reportedly, by her own people, and threw fits and had to be restrained by the Secret Service. And so now, I'm sorry, report that slowly. I'm interrupting. Harris Smith, CBS reporting she will not speak to the deck of the Titanic. Yeah!
That's what it says. Large crowds clearing out. That's Howard University. That's the feed we've been seeing. So maybe we can watch as they clear out. I mean,
this will be a day long remembered. My God, now the real war starts.
Now we're looking at a situation, if these things play out and we avoid any shenanigans, Republicans are going to have a decisive majority in the Senate with new leadership, a good enough majority in the House to control its fate. I hope Byron Donalds is the speaker, by the way. Hopefully with better leadership than Mike Johnson, who might be worse than McCarthy. This is a remake. I mean, I don't want to get ahead of it, but if I'm looking at the positives now.
Apparently, Kamala Harris has announced she will not be speaking at her party tonight.
Oh, God. Dude,
Baron 2042.
That motherfucker's like 7 foot tall.
Yeah, he is. You know, it's really, I don't know. I see him and I see like a good kid. I see like somebody that was raised in a good family. And it's funny how, like, you know, Donald Trump doesn't come off like that in the media. Melania doesn't come off like that in the media. But the result is barren. I mean, even if you look at Trump's older kids, they're kind of okay. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Donald Trump Jr. Like,
well, they're not Hunter Biden. Sorry, Clem.
Exactly. Trump Jr., he's got a family. His daughter, Kai, is very humble and very down to earth from what I see on media. Like, you don't hear the scandals that you hear about the Bidens. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Fucking wholesome, man. That's what we need in this country. We need people like that, families like that. And there's such an oppression about raising families that way. Like they want to normalize raising families with trans, raising families with criminals, raising families with rapists. I don't know. It's fucked up.
I just hope Trump makes it through, you know, without getting killed or anything. You know, have you ever seen The Omen?
Yeah.
That's the vibe I get from J.D. Vance. I don't want J.D. Vance to be the fucking president. He reminds me of fucking Damien. And he can be vice president, that's fine. But all the shit that he's got going on with fucking Peter Thiel and shit, I don't know. I hope Trump makes it through. I don't want any issues. All right. That's enough about Trump, at least for now. Do you know who Beetle Pimp is?
Who?
Beetle Pimp.
No.
That's the midget black dude that Howard Stern used to fuck with all the time.
Beetlejuice or something like that, right?
Beetle Pimp.
Huh, okay.
Check it out.
If you dig a 6-foot hole, how deep is that hole?
It's about like 20 feet.
All right, Beetlejuice, this is for you. What number comes between 2 and 4, Beetlejuice?
25.
Wait a minute, Beetlejuice. I want you to think about it.
Think about it. Don't blurt out your answer. What number comes between 2 and 4? You can use your fingers. I don't care.
36.
Spell red.
Red. L-S-T-E-R.
What you're going to say is, just listen.
Right.
See, I'm about to go upstairs.
Right.
And get... And
I get
no,
laid.
No, listen. I'm about to go upstairs and learn how to get laid.
Right.
That's all.
That's all.
Say, my name is Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
Say, my name is... Say, let me hear you say, my name is Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
Say, my name is Beetlejuice.
My name is Beetlejuice.
And I'm going upstairs
to get laid.
To learn how to get laid.
To learn how to get laid.
That's all. Let me hear you say that.
Ready?
Right okay.
Now. Right here.
I learned how to go upstairs.
If you dig a 6-foot hole, how deep is that hole?
Oh, man.
What was the point of that?
I follow him on Instagram. He's funny.
No, I don't think that's funny. That honestly, like...
Think they're taking advantage of him?
No, I'm sure he's benefiting from it. I mean,
oh, he is for sure.
I'm sure he's not getting a lot of money from the state for being a retard. He's getting a lot more money as a celebrity for being a retard.
As followers,
I just don't like retards. I don't like midgets. I have an issue with them. I swear to God, it's the proportions. It's I can't even say it, like, just the stupidity of them. I don't know. I just don't like it.
Well, I do.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I don't like, and I'm going to share this, and this is interesting because I never thought of it like this. But you ever seen any movie that cast any other religion as bad other than Christianity? So you've seen the movies like The Nun?
Not really. I don't watch that much TV.
Yeah, so there's so many movies that portray Christianity as bad. For example, The Nun. And the thing is, these movies are written by fucking Jews, starring fucking Jews. Look at this bitch. She doesn't even need the fucking makeup to look fucking scary. Look at that fucking nose.
What are you trying to say, Julia?
Dude, the Jews fucking, they want to rag down everything that is not about them, and then they get butthurt when fucking people say anything bad about them. Like, Jews demonize everyone except Jews. And there's example after example of it. I mean, there's got to be an agenda when you cannot find, like, what movie, what media thing makes the Jews look bad?
Oh, you're not allowed.
You're not allowed.
But why?
But
they're fucking white people, which is the one group, white men, that you are allowed to fucking talk shit about that we have left. But if they happen to be of Jewish persuasion, oh, that's off limits, right? What the fuck? You know what? Fuck it. I mean, we've been talking shit about Jews off and on for 2 years now. So we're still here. You know what? I wish I would have brought a Jew joke this week, but I don't have any. I got nothing. You got anything?
No.
All right, we'll bring back an old one for the new listeners. All right. Why did the two Jews decide to join the football team?
Why?
Because they wanted to get the quarterback.
That's such a dad joke.
Right. The rest of them are slipping my mind right now. I got another clip, unless you got something.
Nah. It's not that I hate the Jews. There's good Jews, but, I mean, there's got to be an agenda when you notice a pattern. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm talking about, fucking Netanyahu. I'm talking about the top, as any other group. Oh, shit. As any other group, the top tier are the crooked motherfuckers, right? Like Netanyahu, the fucking Mossad, and the rest of the bullshit. But
Rabbi Shmoody.
Right.
Shmoody.
Right.
I fucking hate that name, dude. If I saw that motherfucker and he said, "Oh, I'm Rabbi Shmoody," I want to fucking punch him in the fucking face.
I don't even know who that is.
Ah.
I don't participate in that fucking bullshit. You sit there and rage listen, though, don't you?
I get hyped up like Alex Jones, man.
Now, by the way, I got a meeting with the Freemasons on Friday.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Now, I've got episodes where all I did was talk shit about Freemasons. I'm going to have to... You know, I got to go in being honest, so I'm going to tell them straight up, like, all right, I got a confession to make. I have talked shit about the Freemasons, and I know I'll never make it to the top tier because I have too much integrity, but I just want to let you know that I had an episode called Albert Pike Was a Cunt.
Remember, I got invited into it, and I think, honestly, I got looked into and kind of got cut off.
That might be what happens to me, but I'm not going to lie. They're going to
lie. I mean,
you know, they do background checks and all that shit.
I was honest. I wasn't withholding anything.
Right.
You know, so, yeah.
All right, well, I don't remember what this clip's about. It's another Rogan clip.
I need a beer run.
All right, I'll pause it. All right, we're back. That was a quick beer run. BWERUN, beer run.
Walking in Memphis.
All right. Yeah, I never did hear back from Clem and them about karaoke, but it's all good. She's probably...
No, I...
No, yeah, we... I'm not going to talk shit. I know she's not. She doesn't like Trump, but she didn't really like Harris and Biden either.
So, I hate to. I'm gonna be honest and confess something to you, okay, live on the air. So Tuesday, election night, I went on the air with them on a Twitter space where they were talking about the election.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I didn't go to work.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, not my finest moment. I kind of drove around. I parked somewhere.
You're spiraling out of control.
I am.
And I guess you got pizza in your heart. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and so I joined their Twitter space, and we kind of talked, and obviously, you know, like they're left-leaning, But we had a good conversation. You know, I gave him, you know, like rebuttals. I gave him, you know, like the opposite of what they were thinking and saying. And we had a good conversation. And at the end, we all signed off, you know, saying, hey, let's all just pray and hope that whoever wins makes the best for the country.
Right.
You know, so, but wait, it was cool.
You seen my last email to her.
Yeah.
I said, all I know is our bank accounts are going to be better off. You know what I mean? If it's not too late. But I mean, Trump, he'll fucking take care of business.
All right. Yeah, I hope so.
All right, I'm going to play this clip. I don't know what the fuck it is. I can't remember. Joe Rogan. Oh,
Miles. Kamala can't even talk. That you invited her on your show. I think the most damage that could possibly be done to a campaign is going in your show and seeing what she says in hours 2 and 3.
Well, they wanted to limit it to an hour.
Exactly.
Her campaign contacted us and said, would Joe have her on? I said, yes. And they said, she wants you to fly to where she is, and she's only willing to do 45 minutes.
Only 40. I mean, that's
and I was like, oh, I don't know. When Trump came and did the 3 hours, I was like, you know what? It has to be like this. This is the only
fair,
way.
To be fair, it's got to be three
and
hours.
And it should be in this room.
Yes.
Because this room has like a history of people expressing themselves.
This room has good vibes, actually.
Yeah, it's got good vibes. Yeah. I subscribe to the idea that places have memory.
Yeah.
I think that there's something real to that. I'm sure if you go to Diddy's house, it probably feels real weird. I was probably like, what the fuck happened here? Well, it's just amazing how many people in the Diddy party list that are supporting Kamala, too.
Yeah, seriously. It's like insane.
Publicly, openly, like all in.
Yeah. Kamala can't even talk. But you invited her.
Yeah. Yeah, all the Diddy people and the Epstein people. All right. You know, you remember this dude, right?
No, I don't.
Trump has had him on.
He looks like a Viet Cong.
Yeah, I don't know exactly the exact nationality. To me, he looks Korean. But he's got
he came off the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
I can't remember this one either, but let's hold off on clips for now. You see my beard's coming in?
No.
I haven't shaved for like 3 or 4 days. Because I'm a piece of shit. Well, I don't have to work. I had to go to the hospital today with my wife. Kind of like for to double check something that they seen on an MRI, but turned out to be all right.
Yeah, I'm glad everything turned out okay.
Yeah, no, it's going to be all right. They're just making sure the shit ain't coming back. You know what I'm saying? You trying to play a clip?
Yeah, this is
Tyson?
Yes, it's Mike Tyson, but Howard Stern has also had this guy.
Smoking that shit.
Yeah. It's like this this midget guy. He's like an adult, but he looks like a little kid.
And those are the weirdest, man.
Mike Tyson met him, and this is how he describes how it went. I think it's kind of fucking funny as fuck. I love Mike Tyson. He's just very real, very raw, very honest. But listen to this.
Hezbollah. Is that what it said? Hezbollah?
The short guy. The short guy.
Is that a real video when you cradling him? Is
it like, yeah. You know.
Did you know he was?
I thought it was a baby. I thought it was a baby. And I didn't know. I'm hungry. Punching me. I don't know, man. I thought I was with children.
Yeah.
I'm hugging on this guy.
You cradling him, kissing him.
I did see that.
Yeah, I didn't know if you actually knew him.
He's like 26 years old.
Yeah. I didn't know if you like playing it up for the camera or if you actually didn't know.
No.
Hezbollah. Is that what it said? Hezbollah?
The short guy.
That must have just happened because I seen that too. And I'm like, what the fuck am I looking at here? Yeah. But, yeah, I need to shave, man. I've got about 3 or 4 days going. It reminds me like when I was in the field in the infantry. Like once you, so we have to wear camo out in the field. And you got them cheap ass fucking razors. And so now you got camo gooped up between the fucking twin blades or whatever. I don't know. All the fucking grunts out there know what I'm talking about. We got a lot of, I don't know how many grunts we got, but I know we got a lot of military. And one time or another, you've all had to go out in the field and fucking shave with camo on. Fucking cold water from your fucking canteen bottle. Yeah. All right. Yeah, fucking Tyson. I seen him come on another show where he goes, I think we played that clip before. He goes, yeah, I love Donald Trump. He always had my back, and I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. And anybody don't like it, what you going to do about it? And the dude's like, well, I'm not going to do anything, but I can disagree with you. And he's like, so what? You know what I mean?
What are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do, kick my ass?
Yeah, I meant to play this clip last week about, and actually, I don't know, maybe it kind of relates to kind of what you're going through a little bit about biopsies.
Uh-huh.
Listen to this shit.
All right.
Only way to know if you have cancer is to have a biopsy. Talk to me about that, please.
The problem with a biopsy is this. If there's a tumor growing, the body, you know, has a fibrin sheath around it. It's doing many things it can do to contain it. And the minute you break that sheath and it's like you broke the seal. Now it spreads all over the place. So you do spread it. I had a ballerina from New York City right after I had moved to Arizona. She was with the New York Ballet and she called me from there. And she said, I just had a biopsy around where they biopsied are all these little tumors now. And that's what's happened. So you unleash it. Now, they say, but you need to have a histological diagnosis. We need pathohistology or histopathology. And with that, all that means, a pathological diagnosis means that a pathologist, a doctor who's trained in pathology, will look at the slide and he'll say, yes, indeed, this is from breast and it's a ductal carcinoma. And that's what they say. That's the histological diagnosis. Does that help you? No. But what you have to understand, it's also part of the sales team. It's part of the sales technique. Because now they can say, because you have this particular kind, you need these specific drugs, right? So it's a way, it justifies those drugs. The FDA will have approved it. Your insurance will pay for it. It's the right thing to do. And you're going to do that. And what they're not telling you is that the research is showing that if you take these drugs, you're almost guaranteeing metastasis. Almost guaranteeing metastasis. If you did a biopsy and or a surgery, you're going to get metastasis. Now, if you add high-dose chemo, you're going to get metastasis. If you do radiation, you're going to get metastasis. So that's what happens. What they're looking at is giving you a short-term reduction of the primary. And then you think, oh, I'm in remission. Yeah, 9 months later, it came back. The only way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Luckily, the dude that did the biopsy was... I spoke to him afterwards. He sounded like he was pretty experienced in that. And... I think she had maybe tonsillitis or some shit. That's why it was lit up on the MRI. And he said, like, now when I went in there, I could tell by looking at it that it wasn't anything the way it looked, the way it bleeds when you open it. So luckily that's not the case where he was actually letting something out that he wasn't supposed to, but I know what that dude's saying too, because like my brother-in-law went with us today and he works in the medical field. And so we're sitting out in the waiting room and he's like, so, have you, had any checkups lately? I'm like, no, I don't believe in that shit. And he's like, well, you're about my age, so... There's a couple things I said, nah, fuck that. And he's like, well, what are you going to do? And I said, here's what I'm going to do. If my body can't take care of any, I said, first of all, if you got any issues, you're going to feel it. Your body's going to tell you that you have issues. And my body's not telling me shit. I'm fine. And I said, secondly, if my body can't take care of whatever's wrong, then it's just time for me to go. And that's the way I feel about it. You know? And then I started talking to him about how much money these motherfuckers get for every chemo treatment. And he couldn't argue with me because he works in that field. So he knew exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I'm ready to go over this fucking ingrown toenail.
What do you mean ready to go?
My body's telling me I'm ready to go. Like, just go.
So are you talking about what happened tonight?
Happened 2 nights ago, man. So remember I was texting you about that I took mushrooms. I think it was Monday night.
Yeah.
So I went to bed before they kicked in because I'd been drinking, so I passed out. So when I opened my eyes, it was a whole new fucking reality and world.
A whole new world. A new fantastic point of view. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I'm surprised you do that. Wow, you're gay. But
hey, man, I grew up watching Disney just like the rest of us. We're all fucked. We're all fucked in the head.
But I don't know. I came out here after holding on to the walls and everything. I came out here and like started clipping my toenails.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You sabotage yourself.
Yeah. Holy shit. Like,
from the feds tonight from this ingrown toenail.
Past two nights. Yeah.
Tell everybody what I called you earlier.
I don't remember.
You told me you were going to call off because you had an ingrown toenail and I called you pussy foot. you piece of shit, man. You better. Yeah. Hey. Dude. So, are you in contact with the. Shoe. What's that?
It hurts to be in a shoe.
I told you to cut your toe off.
I should have.
Are you in contact with the pizza shop or what?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. You better get some shit together, bro.
No, for sure.
You're spiraling out of control.
I wouldn't say spiraling. I mean, I think I'm...
All right. I'm going to play... Have you... I mean, I got a clip, but... Yeah, fuck it. I'll play this Asian dude.
They literally locked you in your homes. Mm-hmm. They literally used dancing syringes to convince you to take an experimental vaccine. Mm-hmm. They told you that you're going to die, that your family is going to die, and you're going to kill everyone around you if you don't take it. Mm-hmm. They've never apologized for that. They've never acknowledged the fact that they were just very wrong. And then now half the country is going to reward that side by saying, oh, do you know what? Why don't you do it again?
Determination.
How do you go to the poll tomorrow and be like, oh, yeah, remember those people that lied to us, that tried to literally kill us, to try to depopulate us, the ones that tried to lock us in our homes, take away our rights, and lock our children away from... keep our children from having human connection with other children. Led to the rise of drug use, drug addiction, led to the rise of
depression,
a mental crisis and health issues, and girls thinking that they're boys and boys thinking that they're girls, and 13-year-old kids that want to chop their dicks off. How are we going to reward them tomorrow? That is the craziest thing. It's so crazy. In the country, it's close. Places like California, places like New York, they will overwhelmingly vote for those people. The places that were locked down the longest, the ones that were lied to the most, the ones that had the most rights stripped away, those people will support their oppressors and their captors more than the people that lived free. They literally locked you in your homes. Mm-hmm. They literally...
Yeah. That's true, man. It's like the people that got dicked over the hardest are like, yeah, how about let's have some more, you know, they just want to be protected.
There's a term for it. I forget what it's called, but I've seen it with like, you know, like guys that abduct women and keep them in their basement, and then the women fall in love with them and protect them and shelter them.
Oh my God. Fucked in the head.
Yeah, that's exactly what these people are.
Yeah. I told you I had an aunt back home.
Why can I find a woman like that?
Man. They're usually not good looking, I can tell you that, Julio.
Hey, as long as it puts the lotion on the skin.
Put the fucking lotion in the basket. Don't hurt my precious, you bitch.
Or else she gets the hose.
It rubs lotion on its skin. It places lotion in the basket.
Dude, okay,
it places the lotion in the basket. Put the fucking lotion in the basket!
Jesus.
All right, my bad.
Hey, so something I've noticed about Instagram... Check this out. So I don't think it's my algorithm or anything.
Yeah.
You know, like you always make fun of me for being open-minded.
I don't make fun of you for being open-minded.
But dude, like it's sending shit I don't want to see. Remember, I always say I don't want to see midgets. It bugs me. I get fucking midgets in my feed.
I do too.
Now I'm getting fucking trans.
I get a lot of midget boxing on mine, which is weird. I mean, it's like their arms are so fucking short. It's like you might as well just be headbutting each other. What the fuck are you two doing? You know what I mean?
They got more reach with their heads, with their skulls.
Hey, there's a dude I work with, right? He's not a midget, but I've called him that when we got into an argument. He always acts like he's stretching, even though he's a fucking drunk. He's drunk all the time. And I keep telling people, like, look, you ever see when he stretches? His back is parallel. It's like he's so short that his fucking arms and legs are the same length. He'll fucking act like he's touching his toes and his back is like level. What the fuck?
He's like a fucking table.
Right.
Yeah, but so, you know, I thought I was getting over this like midget thing. He kept showing me like midget women, and I'm like, no, this fucking bugs me. They don't look right. Like the proportions, like they're like fucking doing regular things. Like they're like line dancing, you know, like taking their hat off and shit. And I just don't like it.
I don't either.
I'm fucking. So I went through like a redhead phase, and I was looking like at redhead chicks. So now I'm getting redhead chicks. With dicks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's because you were looking that shit up. No. You've looked trans shit up in the past, Julio. We've talked about this.
No, but fucking...
There's evidence in past episodes about the shit that you look up.
Right.
You can't run from it anymore. You fucking put that shit out there. On the fucking... I'm just saying.
So what happened is this. Check this out. So it looked like a chick, and I clicked on it. And it was a chick with a dick. Now my algorithm is fucked up.
Huh?
I want to reset it.
Well, you got to make you got to make a new email is what you got to do.
Maybe I'm evolving. I'm changing.
All right, I got a clip. It's got something to do with JD Vance. I don't remember what I think I might have played this already.
Play the Angry Care Bear.
Right.
Now, the other day, CNN asked if she had made any mistakes.
Oh, yeah, I did already play this.
Now, here's what she actually said.
Oh, well, let's hear it again. It's good.
Word for word. In my role as vice president. I've probably worked very hard. At making sure that I am well-versed on issues and,
I am well-versed on issues and,
I think that is very important. It's a mistake not to be well-versed on an issue and feel compelled to answer a question. Now, I have no idea what any of that means, and frankly, neither do any of you. She may not be able to name any of her mistakes, but the American people sure can. And 9 days from now, we're going to tell Kamala Harris, you're fired, go back to San Francisco where you belong, get the hell out of the White House.
You're fired.
The other day, CNN.
You're fired. Go back to San Francisco where you belong. Slut.
Has there ever been like an election where one can fire at somebody that hard?
No. I mean, yeah, it's getting.
It seems comical, but he's not lying. He's not making it up.
Right.
I mean, you know, my favorite part of him quoting her is the,
Right. I know. It's funny. And then hey, you remember during the bait how you, what did you call that when he looks at the camera? Like a sitcom?
Yeah, breaking the third wall.
There you go. He kept doing that. He would do that in between and he would look at the camera. Dude's fucking hilarious. Even though he might be the Antichrist, but it's all good.
He might be, but
we got to keep Trump around.
From people around my age, I guess, you know, like I keep hearing that they have a lot of high hopes for JD. You know, I think he's kind of like a Josh Williams who, hey, I'm glad to report Josh Williams did get reelected.
I know.
Hoorah.
Yeah.
Hoorah. And
good job, Josh, my boy.
Yeah, but JD Vance reminds me a lot about Josh, and I don't know. I just have really high hopes for him. He, despite the fact that, and actually, we were talking about this the other night on Clem's Twitter space. The fact that JD actually resonates with a lot of people because. He is the right age to be, you know, like elected. He could be the next president. And this is the first time that I've ever known somebody like that. Everybody that has been president is always older. They could be my mom or dad or my grandparent. But this is the first time that this is somebody that could be me. Like, I graduated around the same time as him. And I know I've talked about this before, but I was supposed to go to West Point and I got endorsed by politicians and shit. Or got letter of recommendation. And I was on a flight back from Tijuana, Mexico, where I
Tijuana?
Was on service. Yeah, Tijuana. Where I was on a service mission, you know, doing like a service mission, I guess. And
for who? A church or what?
Yeah, with my school, St. John's.
Okay.
The Jesuits. And I was telling one of my teachers or leaders about it, you know, like, hey, I just got accepted into West Point. You know, I got endorsements from these politicians. You know, I got to go to Washington, D.C. and interview with them and shake their hand and whatever. And that was the moment where I got convinced that I should invest my potential in other fields.
Right.
Like unions, labor unions, you know, endorsing for immigrants. And so it really shifted my perspective, and I didn't go to West Point. I'm not going to blame it just on that, but you know what? Like, going back to like how our country is, like, there's a lot of people that don't like Trump's ideas on immigrants. And I know somebody very close to me that has their input on what Trump is going to do with illegal immigrants. Like, I'm sorry, if you're illegal and you came here, let's send you back. I mean, you broke the law. Let's get you out of here. And then here's my other thing. This person also says that that Trump is going to target legal immigrants. And I'm like, okay. You know what? I'm actually okay with that, because here's what this means. Targeting legal immigrants.
There ain't no fucking way.
If you...
He ain't about that.
He's not. I know. But the thing is, I can rationalize it. I can make it make sense. If you are from Saudi Arabia and you are here practicing, you know, Sharia law or whatever, you know, like beating women, making them degraded, and you get convicted of this or anything like that, or you're raping girls and you get convicted of it, you know what? Let's send you back home.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. That's a whole different topic. That's not the same thing.
If you're a legal Mexican, but you still associate with gangs that are causing damage to communities, and you committed a crime here in the United States, let's send you fucking back to Mexico.
Okay, that's... Yes, but that's not attacking... legal immigrants. That's a crime. Now if you commit a crime, that's a whole different story. And
if you
can take a look at Dearborn, Michigan. All right, the communities are so fucking overwhelmed by Sharia law up there, and that's not far from me and you. There's a fucking Taco Bell up there where you got to fucking, men and women have to stand in separate lines. I'm not fucking joking, dude. Go to Minnesota with the Somalian community. And I know a little bit about that. I never been to Minnesota, but I've been to Somalia. They got that shit going on up there, too. Where they're fucking sexually mutilating young girls like at 10, 12 years old. That shit should not happen in the United States.
But my best example of what I'm trying to state to you is, all right, so there was this guy, we got a notice in our mailbox, hey, a child predator has moved into your street. We just wanted to let you know. Okay, so if that child predator was a Mexican, you know what? I am okay with our community and our country deporting that person.
Right.
If that guy was from anywhere else, I would be okay with that being the same case. If he was a United States citizen, you know what? I'll put up with you just because you were born here. But if you're from anywhere else, let's get you out.
Yeah, I can see that. Right.
It's called refining your community, In business terms, it's called sharpening the saw. That's how you start. The only way we can ever help any other country, any other community of immigrants, is if we become better as a country. And that starts not by fucking protesting out on the streets and burning down, you know, mom and pop businesses. It starts by becoming better people, working on ourselves, and realizing that if I become the better me, the best me, I'm going to be able to help more people. But the liberals don't want to fucking think like that. They think that it's just shouting out on the streets, burning shit down, destroying businesses.
Right.
And that's not really it. It's much harder to start working on yourself than it is to just fucking go out there and protest and make a scene and become, you know, like a 30-second clip on Twitter.
Right. Yeah, fuck those people, man.
But you know what I mean? Like I, if even if Trump was going to deport legal immigrants, you got to start somewhere. Let's start with the ones that committed crimes. Let's start with the dangerous ones. I'm okay with that. I'm a fucking immigrant. I'm okay with that. Because you know what? I want the best nation, the best communities for my daughter and my niece.
Damn right. All right, man. You ready to wrap it up?
Yeah.
All right, let me see here. Oh, that's it. That's about it, man. I ain't got nothing else. So yeah. If anybody's got any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, email us at conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com or call in. I do. What's that?
I have a bitch and gripe.
What's your bitch and gripe?
I don't like the intro and the outro.
You don't?
Nope.
Why not?
I don't like the guy's voice.
You talking about the AI?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking shit about our AI employee? He's free.
No. I am not talking and bitching about the AI. I am bitching and talking about your choice of AI. Not about you, AI. It's about Fox.
All right, I might be able to. I can change it. You want to make him sound more Mexican? It'll start something off like this. How's it go? Fox and his friends, they are not experts.
They're not experts, but they might not know what they're talking about. You sound like that Mexican mouse guy.
I know.
From Looney Tunes.
It reminds me of Nacho. Had you ever seen Nacho Libre?
No, thank God.
Jack Black played a Mexican. He was like some kind of a missionary. And he was trying to bang one of the nuns. And so like they were getting ready to go somewhere. And he was all dressed up in like 1980s slacks and shit. And she's like, I forget what his name was. She's like, where's your robe? He goes, it was stinky. And he's like flexing his ass, cheeks and shit. Whatever, man. All right.
Wow.
It's time to wrap it up. All right.
It is.
So
make America great again.
Oh my God. Thank you. Trump, thank you to the American people. Thanks to all the listeners. If you weren't good people, you wouldn't be listening to this show. I'm sure there's some fucking haters out there, but keep on hating. Thanks for the support.
Yeah. Hey, he only needed 270 votes. He got 295.
Is that it?
Compared to 226 for Kamala. And there's still two states left, Arizona and Nevada, for a total of 17 electoral votes. So well, even if she wins that, she still ain't catching up.
Well, women who run for American president are 0-2 because they're both fucking Democrats.
And they were both fucked by the same guy. Not what? Fucked, but you know, like.
I was about to say, like, what the fuck are you talking about? Hey, after Trump runs his last term, man, maybe Tulsi Gabbard will get in there. Yeah, I'd vote for her.
Cool. Hell yeah. Hey, you know what I was thinking about doing?
Tulsi 28.
I was thinking about reaching out to a major podcast and saying, hey, you bring a lot of big people on here. Why not bring some small people?
What major podcast?
Rogan.
Oh, he ain't gonna. Come on, dude. Besides, you gotta travel to fucking Texas. Daddy ain't got time for that. I do got a lot in common with him. We both started in Taekwondo. You know?
Dude, it would be awesome.
Yeah, no. No, I ain't got time to be going to Texas. I think our work's going to start heating back up now with Trump getting in, hopefully.
Maybe Elon will join us.
Get out of here, man.
Dude.
All right, you're drunk.
I'm telling you.
You're drunk. All right. Like I said,
woo!
Questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers at yahoo.com. Give us a call. Leave us a voicemail at 31 Flu Frog 6. That's FLU as in the Wuhan flu. 31 Flu Frog 6. All right. And Conspiracy Soldiers on Instagram. Conspiracy Soldiers Garlic Parm for Julio. And
turning the frogs gay.
Just thanks, everyone, for listening. We appreciate your support. Make America Great Again, 2024. Thank God. But we'll see what happens. It's going to be chaotic the next couple of months, right? All right, Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Woo.
Live rounds? Seven, six, 2 millimeter. Full metal jacket.
My name is Gunnery Sergeant Highway, and I've drunk more beer and pissed more blood and banged more quiff, busted more... Nuts put together. Now Major Powers has put me in charge of this recon platoon.
We take care of ourselves.
You couldn't take care of a wet dream.
Y'all know about killing?
Well, I'd like to hear about it, potheads. So to escape from reality. Yeah, I don't need this shit. I am reality.
Now, I got no fight with any man that does what he's told. But when he don't, the machine breaks down.
And when the machine breaks down, we break down.